So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Roger, JP, 105 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the Lunch Crew. You are here just in time for the lunch hour, and we're going to start it off today by talking to comedian Jim Brewer.
Yeah, and we're not usually on time for much, but we're on time for this one. Brewer, what's happening, my man? How you been?
What you doing? How are you, boys?
Oh, nothing. Just doing a little radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm down here in Naples. I was in Fort Myers, which looks like it was under attack. Down here promoting a concert that we're doing Thursday night at the Hertz Arena. And all proceeds, like, you know, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd and Gavin DeGraw and John Rich.
That's cool.
The list goes on and on. And all proceeds. None of us are collecting a dime. I'm going to host.
Oh, that's awesome. You'll host the whole thing. That's good.
Dude, only in Florida will you stop at a car with a turtle trying to... There's a freaking turtle stuck in the middle of the road here. I gotta walk in.
Hello?
Hold on. I got you. You there?
Yeah, you going out to move him? What are you doing? Are you moving the turtle off the road?
I'm going out to move him. I wish you could FaceTime this thing.
This is great. I wish we could, too.
It looks like, he's got one of those bottles. Okay, I'm going to pick him up. Hold on a second.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to put this guy back. He's going to try to scratch me. No, you relax, dude. Don't try to scratch me. Did I curse?
You might have. Twice.
Sorry. All right, dude, I can't catch you. All right. Wow, he's fast. All right.
Really? He took off?
Hey, Jim, is that Hertz Arena, that little hockey arena on your way to the airport?
Yeah.
Fort Myers? Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. What does it hold, like 8 to 10,000, that thing?
No. Does it? Maybe. You know what? I'm not thinking about the floor. You may be right.
Yeah. Look at you doing good for your new community.
Well, you know, you got to get we escaped by the hair of our chinny chin chin. That water, you know, my wife went to God and Jesus. So when the water came literally behind us, it rose about 6-7 feet and then started heading for the homes. And I sat there. I'm like, D, get the kayaks down. Let's start raising the temperature. And she's like, Jim, it's in God's hands. Yeah, I get that. But in the meantime, can you kayaks down? Can we lift the brand new furniture up? And it came 2 feet of the house.
Wow.
And then, thank God, started going back. Woo, brother.
Ooh, that's close.
So now, a lot of people will look at that as just like the act of nature. That's just what happened.
Yeah.
Your wife is not going to let you live that down that God had his hand in that, right?
I don't get involved. As long as the water... Yeah, well, he definitely had his hand involved, but he also had, you know, wiped away a lot of people too at the same breath.
Right? Is that the argument back at it? Be like, listen, I got you. He saved us, but what did everybody else do that he was so pissed off about?
Yeah, no, it just ends right there. We just gave each other that look. I'm like,
understood.
All right. Understood. No, her way is like, we'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
We're in good hands. Don't be panicky. Just, it is what it is. I'm like, okay, that's great. That's really great. Do we have oars?
Did you say to her, God wants us to be in kayaks right now? You know
what I mean? I think to send a kayak right now, and I think God needs us to lift the furniture. That's right. What I mean.
And if we can't find the oars, the paddles, just grab the wooden spoons. We'll make
something.
Do.
Something.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll throw the matches. So you know, when you see weight, like, I got a pond being. When you see waves and you see, like, chairs floating, that's...
In your pond.
That, you're like, oh, my God, this is really going down. This is really...
You didn't have any damage to your roof or anything like that?
No, I can honestly say we didn't lose electricity. Oh, we were very, very, very blessed. Nothing horrible. Now, as soon as I left the neighborhood, that was another whole story. Holy crow. I live
really?
In Naples. So a lot of salmon colored pants went out.
Straight up. Salmon pants.
How many Bentleys do you see on a daily basis?
Dude, it's three in my neighborhood.
It's crazy down there, man.
It's like a polar bear sighting anywhere else in the world. You're like, oh my God, is that a polar bear? Oh my God, it's a polar bear. Here, there's three. There's one, I'm looking at one now. There's three in my neighborhood. It's unreal. They got some cash down here. I definitely white trash it.
Jim and I jumped on the phone yesterday the minute the Metallica song started circulating. I sent it over to him. He had just been listening to it at that time.
Yeah.
And then we kind of started talking about his next tour. Are we allowed to say the name that you told me about that had me hysterical laughing, or is that still under wraps?
For the reason of morons grabbing a website.
I got you.
I'll hold on. But
that was a very smart move right there.
Yeah, sure. You don't want to give it away.
Ten years ago, you would have blurted that out for the laugh.
Yes, you're right. Because the laugh is very funny. As a matter of fact, I also got online with this guy in Nashville who we've been talking about, and he was blown out of his mind. He produces, he does all this jazz, and he's like, this is what the world needs right now. He was blown out. But a lot of what we said yesterday, like,
yeah,
the world needs what I'm hoping to put it, what I know to put out there. It's funny, deep. You got a little bit of spirituality, good for the soul, but keep it hilarious at the same time. And that's going to be my new driving force next year. It may not kick off to at least May or June,
right?
But until then, that's fine.
Do you already have the material for it, do you think? Is that some of the stuff you're going to run? You're going to run through the show this coming, the charity show on December 1st?
No, I blurted out little sections in stand-up this year, sections in stand-up, just to test the waters. And everyone responded to those sections extremely well. They're like, man,
I'll give you confidence.
I love that you bring that up, and I love that you talked about that. Wow, nobody talks about that. So that's promising. But yeah, I got more than enough material. The problem is going to be cutting the fat,
right,
and organizing the whole thing. That's the biggest, and that's easy. I'm going to run it.
You don't necessarily have to cut the fat until you do a special off of it, right?
Yeah, what I want to do is just like stand up, working out. Work it out in rooms, maybe 3-day clips here, 3-day clips there, 3-day clips here, and then film it all, and then just figure out, okay, we don't need that. This works well.
Right.
Let's go with this whole thing.
Hey, something came up in conversation maybe last week or a couple of weeks ago on the show. You're the perfect person to run it past. Is it me or is it insane the amount of comedians that are doing arenas these days? Arena tours. Like when we were kids, when we were growing up, you had Eddie Murphy did it, right?
Yep.
Dice did it. And then Kinnison. It was kind of, and then who?
Yeah, maybe Kinnison.
Right. Maybe Kinnison.
But it wasn't everybody.
But now, no. I mean, over the last couple of months, we talked about four different tours that came into the arena.
Yeah, I know. I think that's also social media. That's also, you don't just like the comedian, you enjoy their podcast.
Okay.
And you get a bigger crowd that way. That's what I'm assuming. Like, I can honestly say each one that I've seen arenas, you know, they have that following.
Yeah. Right.
They have
like Joe Coy isn't in a stadium because he can't be. I mean, they're only booking him. I mean, an arena. They're booking him because he will put people in the seats general, or Kevin Hart, or whoever it is.
Kevin Hart, I would expect.
Yeah.
Joe Coy was one of those names where I was like, he's doing arenas?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm not knocking it.
I guess that's what Jim's talking about.
Yeah, though. I guess you're right, man. Maybe it's the reach that social media has where a comedian is immediately reaching just a bigger audience than they did back in the day.
What happened with Joe is, A, he's funny.
Right.
But B, when he tapped into the Asian community, or I should say when they discovered him, I mean, he did that one tour and he did a whole section on how to define each Asian. And it was one of the hardest I ever laughed. And to be in the audience, and it was almost all Asian. It was all Asian. I saw him in L.A. And they were laughing so hard. They haven't had anyone. They haven't had anyone. You know, one of the things that made me laugh so hard about him, and I actually, it helped me define certain Asian communities. He said, you know, he goes through, Japanese are like this. Korean is like this. Vietnam, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but he goes, and you know the kind where you're like, they could be Mexican, they could be Asian. We're not really sure what it is. That's Philippines. And he goes because the, you know, the Spaniards came and they bred and raped or whatever they did. And he goes, that's why the Philippines, you can't go, wait a minute, what? Oh, I'm not sure what you are. Oh, you're Philippine. Okay.
Right.
He really tapped in that community. And I can honestly say, I've known him, he's very funny. He's very funny. But that's why he's in it. Sebastian Maniscalco, I remember years ago, I'd have Vinnie Brand in New Jersey would go, Jim, this guy just sold out 10 nights. I went, what is it? He goes, it's the Italian community.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you mean? Right. He goes, the Italians bring the whole thing. He goes, Jim, I don't get a reservation for 3 or 4. I get a reservation for 35. another 20. They bring the nieces, the aunts, the cousins, the grandma, the bubba. And again, he's also very funny. So not only is he bringing that community, but he's also funny.
You know what else is good? Did you see the podcast he does with Pete Corielli?
Oh, Pete is so funny.
He's great. We love him.
He's fantastic. He's been on the show a few times now. He's too funny. He's great.
Funny. Yeah.
Wasn't he on your Sirius show?
Yeah, Pete was my co-host.
Right.
Yeah, he was my co-host for a while. He was great. He was phenomenal. But just like all bands, you know, this guy starts having problems with that guy. This guy doesn't want to do this. You know.
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Of course.
We're talking to comedian Jim Brewer, who is hosting a benefit Thursday night. Oh, by the way, did you in your career, were you ever on like Jay Leno? You know, you obviously heard about Jay Leno and the accident with him and, you know, getting burned and all that kind of stuff. He did stand up on Sunday. Were you ever on his show? Did you do a set? Or were you on Letterman? Did you do those late night shows back then?
I did panels. I didn't do stand up on there. I always did panel.
Which is supposed to be a better thing, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, it's hard to wrangle me for 3 minutes. You know, I got a setup, and I'm not a joke teller. I'm a storyteller.
Right. Storyteller. So that's what I was wondering, yeah.
My stories take forever, so I'd always, once I was doing panel, then once in a while, I forgot what tour I did, a book tour. I couldn't stand my publicist. And he's like, no, you can't do stand-up. Like, it's not going to work. I'm not a good 3-minute set guy. I'm just telling you right now. So I'm not a fan for me to do those sets. But, yeah, I was always a panel guy. Conan, Fallon, Jay Leno, Letterman.
You did all of them?
Yeah, I did all of them.
So what does panel mean? You just went up as a guest? Sit on a couch type stuff?
Yeah, they bring you in as a guest.
Yeah, not a stand-up guy.
You sit down and you talk, and that's where I do 10 times better. Which now reminds me, too, again, back to the arenas, that's what would make you, back in the day, that was your publicity. Now, you got your own publicity.
Right.
You got your podcast. You got your Instagram. You have your TikTok.
You always hear the older comedians say, you knew you did well if Johnny Carson invited you to sit down.
Right.
Was the thing. That would be the. So many of them say that's what broke me. That's what made me a career, including Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to be honest with you now, you probably couldn't pay me to do a late night show. They're ace to me. Who's watching them? Is anyone watching it? Does anyone watch it? People go, what a fantastic show. Anybody?
All right, man. Hey, listen, Jim Brewer is hosting Boots on the Sand. It's a show that's happening December 1st, Thursday night. It is Leonard Skinner and like Florida Georgia Line guy is in there too, right? Who else is in there?
Yeah. Gavin McGraw. You got Ted Nugent.
Wow. That's quite a diverse lineup.
Yeah.
John Rich.
Nice.
Ira Dean.
And the ticket money goes where? It's going right to people who need it for getting roofs and stuff like that?
All of it goes to relief. Every single penny goes to relief.
Good.
All right.
That's awesome.
Matter of fact, none of us are taking one penny to be there.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you, Jim.
It blows my mind. It was one of the worst storms in history.
Right.
And if this was L.A., you'd have Elton John, Lady Gaga, Jimmy Fallon doing his little sing-along song. but none of these guys, none of them have showed up.
Do you remember when Katrina hit and the size of the concert that was done at Madison Square Garden? Remember that?
Yeah.
Bon Jovi, Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen.
Bon Jovi, all those guys.
Right.
Rick, all of them. None of them are showing up for this. And it is one of the worst in American history. And there's so many people that are homeless and all that. And I got to say, I give Florida a lot of credit because they're just stepping up as community and they're not waiting for all the pop star sellouts.
Right.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks, Jim, for hosting it, and we're happy to let everybody know about it.
It's this.
Hope you pack it out.
This coming Thursday, Hertz Arena in Estero, Florida. Just go on Google. You can find out how to get your tickets. All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Later, Gator. Bye.
Later.
See you. Bye. Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
Who, in the midst of an interview, saves a turtle. Amazing.
First time that's ever happened on the show.
Absolutely. 23 years, nobody ever saved a turtle while on the air with us.
No.
It's pretty good.
No.
My favorite. All right. Let's play Dead Guy in the Envelope. It is that time where we play the game. I know who the dead guy is today, so I'll give you the clues, and then you guys try to put it together.
All right.
If you do it first, you figure out who the dead guy is, then you win the tickets from the Bone Prize Stash. So the guy I have today... he's a guy you probably know by only one name. He has a first name, but you might know it, you might not. Most people know him by his last name. All right, and he is a, I guess you could say, international type figure or world figure, where he's not just famous in the States. He's famous around the world.
Is he an athlete?
He's not an athlete, no. Monica, would you like to ask a question?
A singer?
Not a singer. Nope. 800-771-1025. 727-579-1025. You guys ask yes or no questions. If you get a yes, then you get to ask another question. Of course, if you put it all together and solve it first, you win the game and the tickets. A guy you know probably by one name, and that name would be his last name. That's the most common. You might know his first name, but everybody knows his last name, and he is international. He's a world-famous type person.
Brett, you want to get a crack?
Was he popular in the 70s?
He is still popular.
Oh?
I mean, I know he's dead, but I mean, his fame continues to this day.
Was this part of his fame in the 70s?
He wasn't alive in the 70s, I would say that. So I can't say that, like, he was peaking in the 70s. So he wasn't alive in the 1970s, but his fame continues. He's one of those, like I said, worldwide famous. And the fame really...
Sounds like he was dead by the 70s.
Yes. But his fame has not faded.
That's because I'm a seasoned veteran at this game, Brett.
Let's blow it up right now. Come on, you and me.
Can't put one by you. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Take your questions and try to figure out who he is and win.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.